We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Ayin Ches, Amud Aleph, and we are starting on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, the last line. We learned that if you have a wall in between two Chatzeirois, you cannot make an Erev, because you have a 10-tefachim wall separating the two Chatzeirois, two courtyards side by side, a neighboring courtyard. There's a wall in between, you can't make an Erev. And also it's a shayla about using the top of the wall, because 10-tefachim high. And the Gemara was talking about how you can mimayit it, make it lower, or make it some way that it's opening from one chatzah to another chatzah. And the way you do that is by lowering it from each side from 10 tefachim. How do you do that? So we had before eitzah of making an itztava, like a platform. And the Gemara said a platform has to be attached to the ground. It can't be miyat ba'aveh. If you put like a table next to the wall, that will not be called a miyat. It has to be a miyat that's one solid piece and it's 4 tefachim in the length. So let's continue the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua. Ziz hayoytzei min hakoysel. You have this like platform, or it's like a shelf that's coming out of the wall, dalet al dalet, 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. V'niach alav. Now the problem with that is, even though it's being memayit the wall, now it's the wall's not 10 tefachim high because you have this platform, this shelf in the middle of the wall. The problem is that it's miyat ba'aveh because it doesn't go straight to the ground. So what do? V'niach alav sulam kolshu. You put on it a ladder. The ladder is not 4 tefachim wide. It's not 4 tefachim wide, but you put a sulam on it. That's enough miyatay. It makes the wall shorter. Why? Because you have here a dalet al dalet platform, and it has attachment to the ground through the ladder, even though the ladder is not 4 tefachim wide. But the case has to be the rungs of the ladder are within 3 tefachim of each other, because it has to be one solid piece to the ground. Rashi speaks out that the rungs are within 3 tefachim of each other. Only if you put it, you lay the ladder on the shelf. It's like leaning on the shelf. If you put it side by side with the shelf, you put the ladder. Aravuche. You're just making the shelf wider, but you're not attaching the shelf to the ground, and it doesn't work. Because then again, you have the problem of a miyat that's moved from the karka, separated from the ground, and that is not good. Be called a miyat. So it has to be, the ladder has to be leaning on the shelf itself, not on the side of the shelf. Kaisel tisha asar, if the kaisel is 19 tefachim high, tzorach ziz echad lahatiroi. You could be matir it with one ziz. What do? You put the ziz 9 tefachim high, 9.5 tefachim high, with a ladder on it. Now, you have another 9.5 tefachim on top of that, is 19 tefachim. So there's no 10 tefachim of wall separating you and the chatzar on the other side. So one ziz will be sufficient to get you to the top of the wall. There's a ziz with a ladder, and the ziz goes up 9.5 tefachim. So there, you have no 10 tefachim of wall separating you. But if it's a kaisel esrim, once it's 20, I'm a 20 tefachim wall. Tzarech shnei zizim latiroi. You need 2 zizim, because 1 ziz won't be enough. If you put a ziz in the middle, that's 10 tefachim each direction. If you put it less than 10 tefachim on the ground, on top of the ziz is more than 10 tefachim. So if it's a 20 tefachim high wall, you have to put 2 zizim. Like you put 1 ziz 8 tefachim high, and then you put another ziz 16 tefachim high, and then you reach to the top of the wall of 20 tefachim, and you put one ladder from one ziz to another ziz. And Rav Chista tells you a practical thing. Amar Rav Chista, the two shelves cannot be above each other. Why not? Because how do you put a ladder from shelf number 1 to shelf number 2? He can't put a ladder from there. They're right on top of each other. You have to put it side by side. And this way, you could attach ladders from one to another one, and that makes it all attached to the ground. Because Allah is, again, like we said, that any ziz that's being mamayit is making the wall smaller. It has to be attached to the ground. It can't be separated from the ground. So here, the ziz weren't on top of each other. And therefore, you put a ladder from from the bottom to the first ziz, and then the next ladder goes from the next shelf to the shelf above that, which is to the side a little bit. I'm Rav Huna. Rav Huna comes in now, talks a little bit about Hilchos Shabbos. I'm Rav Huna. I'm Rav Shurab and Gavoya Asar Rachav Abba. If you have a post in the Shurab that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, that is called the Rishus Yachid, because it has 10 tefachim of mechitzas and 4 tefachim wide, which makes it a reshus. So halach is, this is called a reshus ha-yachid. And halach is, if you throw something from the shirabim on top of the post, the person is chayiv. Why? Because he's carrying from shirabim to reshus ha-yachid. But here, you need a 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim area on top. So here, this guy, he banged in a nail, a small nail, or some kind of peg on top of the surface on top. Now, it's not anymore four tvachim by four tvachim, because you have this peg in the middle that doesn't let you be mishtamish in that spot. And it was exactly four tvachim by four tvachim. So even the smallest nail is miyato. He made it smaller than sheer four tvachim by four tvachim, and it's not a rishis yachad anymore. Omar vad bahava, that this halacha of Rav Huna is saying, that if you put a nail on top, that it's memayedit, is only the goyva shloisha. Only the nail is three tvachim wide. If it's less than three tvachim, we look at a ki'ilu, it's less than lava, it's kilu, it's flat, and it's one surface of three tvachim. Abai v'rav argue. Abai v'rav number tvayu, afapi she'en gevoya shloisha. Even if it's less than three and it's lavad, still it's not a shloisha. My timer, lemishtam shle, lemaisa, I cannot use the surface because I have to be sticking up. Even if I'm sticking up two tvachim, it's that makes it harder to use. You can't use the surface space and therefore loses shame and shushiyachid. Rav Ashi says the opposite. Rav Ashi, I'm a filling shigavaya shloisha. Even if it's three tvachim high, it's still called a shushiyachid. My time, efshir tolibe midi. You could hang something on it. So you still could use it. It's still usable. This surface is still usable because you can hang something on this nail. And therefore, even when you're using the surface on top, you can still use this to hang something, and therefore, it's all called a shushiyachid. Only Rav Acha Breda Rava Rav Ashi. Rav Acha Breda Rava asks Rav Ashi, now you're telling me that if you have a nail on top or a peg, it's fine. What about Malakulabi say this? Let's say you fill the whole thing up with nails. Mahu. So here, you know, every spot has a nail in it, and if you have in between the nail, you have a surface. Like, what can you do here? What's halacha here? Amalei, he tells him, L'shmi halacha hod Amar Rav Yechanan. You never heard of the memra of Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan says that bar v'chul yosa mitzdarfin la'asara. Rav Yechanan actually is talking about the depth of a bar. The halacha is that if a bar is 10 tvachim deep, then it's a shishiyachid. If it's 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide, it's a shishiyachid. Let's say the walls of the bar are not 10 tvachim wide. It's only 5 tvachim wide. And then it has like a bank around it, like v'chol yosa means like it has earth, dirt around it that goes up another 5 tvachim. So they're both mitzdarf la'asara, that the inside of the bar could be your shishiyachid. And we learn from this from Yechanan that the same thing goes for the width. That let's say you have a bar v'chol yosa, and here Taisa speaks out the chol yosa alone is 10 tvachim high. That means the bank itself is 10 tvachim high, but the surface area, it's wide 4 tvachim, but if you think about it, the surface area is not really 4 tvachim in one level because the chulya is thin, then you have a bar in between. So let's say from one end of the bank, the other bank is more than 4 tvachim, and it's 4x4, and 10 tvachim high, but lemaisa, you can't be mishtamash on top because you have a big hole, which is the bar. So is that called shishiyachid? So we say, yeah, Rav Yechanan said that it's mishtarf, it's master, even that's a shishiyachid. And so he says, and Ashi says, "V'amai haloy mishtamish lei lemaisa, you can't use it. You're gonna fall right into the hole." And lemaisa is chamei. But why is the korah shishiyachid? The monach midi mishtamish, because you could put a board over it and be mishtamish on that board. Hachinami here also by these pegs and nails that is all on top of this post. Hachinami the monach midi mishtamish. You could put on top of it a board and be mishtamish on top of it. So hakaponim. That it is possible mishtamish, according to Rav Ashi, you'll be shishiyachid, even when it's covered in nails. That's the halach for Rav Ashi. But l'maisa, the ikashit is Rav Huna holds that you need a flat surface of 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, and if it's a 3 tvachim high nail, it's a problem. It has to be within 3 tvachim, then it's fine, according to that man d'yama. Let's go back to Ervin. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Koisel asara. If you have a 10 tvachim high wall, Tzoruch sulam arba asal ha'tiroi. You need a 14 tefach ladder to be matered. Why need a 14 tefach ladder to be matered? So the way Rashi explains is that because it has to reach the top, so that's 10 tefachim, and if you put it a far away, 4 tefachim, the angle has to be 4 tefachim away, it's 14 tefachim. But the Rishonim him ask on that you don't need a 14 tefachim high ladder for that. Because the raya is like this. If you would move away the ladder, let's say that it's 10 tvachim high, the wall, and you move the ladder away 10 tvachim. So now it's on a diagonal. The fact of the matter is, all you need is 14 tvachim. Because the halacha is, the diagonal of a square of 10 by 10 is 1.4, according to Gemara. 1 2/5 is 1.4. So 14 tvachim will be enough to go away 10 tvachim. So why is Rashi say 4 tvachim? So everyone asks on Rashi. So Tosfos Taka says that the reason why it says 14 tvachim is because the angle that's comfortable to walk up the ladder is only if it's on a 45-degree angle. And Taka have to put it away, 10 tvachim, away from the wall, in order that it should be not just a steep angle, and that's the best way to walk up the ladder. That's the way Tosfos learns. But the Sfas tries to answer Rashi exactly why you need 4 tvachim. Back upon him, what the Gemara is saying is that according to Rav Shmuel, the kohen has to reach the top of the wall, and therefore you need a ladder that is tall enough that you could do that. And the Gemara says it's 14 tvachim is the height for that. Rav Yosef Amar, you don't have to reach mamish top of the wall. All you have to be within one tefach of the top of the wall is enough. Rav Yosef Amar, fill a shloisha asa mashu, 13, and a mashu is enough because if you're within a tefach of the top of the wall, that's fine. Abaya Amar, fill a achad asa mashu, even 11 and a mashu, because you're within love from the top of the wall, it's enough. Rav Huna Rav Yeshua Amar, also you need it within love of the top of the wall, but he holds you could put the ladder. You can put it vertically against the wall. Afilo shiva mashu. Even if the ladder is 7 and a mashu, and you put it vertically next to the wall, you're within 3 tvachim on the top of the wall, it's fine. So what we have in our Gemara is that the ladder has to be reaching the top of the wall, or within the level of the top of the wall. And the shail is just how much to the top of the wall, DB. To the top of the wall, it says you need 14. If you need within tefach, it's 13 and a mashu. And within 3, is 11 and a mashu, and the one on the other, you can put a zaka vertically. That's the machlekes in the Gemara. Now, just to speak out a very, very important point. The problem is here, like chayra, we have before that if you make an itztava or anything like that, you don't have to be a ziz. We have top of the amen here, a ziz. You don't have to be to the top of the wall. All you have to do is be mai at the wall. So if you have a 10 tvachim high wall, all you need is ladder of 2 tvachim is enough. We said a ziz is enough to make it less than 10 tvachim. So mamish, what's going on tomorrow? Mamish is steer. So there's two main truths of the Rishonim. There's a Tosfos on the Ayin and Zayin on Beis Divrei Masechta Im. The S is Kasha. Second line of that Tosfos is V'Tema. The V'Samach Minin Sheyigia Asulam Ad Reisha Koisel. The Boy Asulam Yadalad Zayin Amashu. So as Teretz is from Farish Ri, Mila Tosfos says the Hachabina Arba Arba Sheyroy Lamaid. He says if you have 4x4, then you don't have to reach the top. But a ladder is only 4 in the width, but it's not 4. In coming out towards the chatzar, so there it has to reach the top of the wall. That's one teretz. The other teretz is the Ram Rutberg's teretz that's brought down the Rosh, and the Rosh is in Simon Dalad. The Rosh brings down the Ram's teretz that he says, "Baharam teretz the chol hani ayir le'inyan zeshem osecha binyan it's a kosher miyut ma'asar the havelay tashushan nachas av a pesach lechosh la'arach apelshin at the osay." Say like this. All these Gemara's before are saying, it's only legabi mishtamish benachas on top of the wall. But to be considered a door from one chatzah to another chatzah, the ladder has to reach the top. And actually in halacha, we pass on like Rav Rutenberg, that only when it reaches the top, does the halacha is that it could be a pesach from one chatzah to another chatzah. It doesn't help putting a itztava or a shelf in that next to the wall to be called a door. It could be called only the mayit of mishtamish benachas to be able to use the top of the wall, but not to make it into a pesach one to another. That's an important question. But back to our Gemara with the ladders. So Zok Gemara Vayta Omar Rav Sulam Zokuf Mamayit. Just like we just said from Rahud Rei Yeshua, that if it's 7 Amashu, it's enough because it can be vertical against the wall. I guess you bang into the wall and they climb up. Omar Rav Sulam Zokuf Mamayit. A Sulam that's straight up vertical is a Mamayit. Gemara, it's Gemara, which means I learned it from my Rabbeim. But I don't know the reason. Lay down in my time. I don't understand it. I don't know the reason. You don't understand it? You know the reason for this? We have it four. If you have 2 itzvahs, one on top of each other, you need the bottom itzvah to make it attached to the ground. So halacha is that it's good. How do you get from one shelf to another shelf? Itzvah is like a platform. The platform is under the other platform. How do you climb from one platform to another platform? They're under each other. So what do you see? That you could climb up vertically. It's not, it's possible to do. So therefore, same thing by a ladder. It's not called too hard when you're climbing up something vertically. That's enough. That's fine. Omar Rav Amar Chia, the columns of a Bavel, these decal trees, these palm trees in Bavel, ain't trichim kva. They don't have to nail them into the ground or to the wall. You could use them as a ladder or a stepping stool to get over the wall, even though it's not kavua. We have before that if something that's kavua to tell us b'Shabbos, something to take away on Shabbos, doesn't count as a Pesach to the next place because they can move it away. It doesn't count as a meat because they can move it away. We have before that you have to have a sulam hatsuri, which is very heavy. So because the column above all in tzrichim kava, my timer kvedem kava osam. It's so heavy you don't move them. Now these palm trees, it's a shaila, how do you climb up the wall with this? So some say it means you put it down on its side and you use it as a step up over it, or you stood it up and you use it like a ladder to get over it. But like upon the reason why it's good is because it's so heavy, so it's here to stay. The same thing goes for the ladders in Bavel. They're also very heavy, and you don't have to nail them in. Attach them to the ground, attach them to the wall. My timer, kvei them, cover awesome, because they're very heavy. If you hold shlomis is heavy enough, ladders are heavy enough, even though that's something you usually move, kolshka in the column. For sure, that mandiyam will agree by the column, by the palm trees, that it's enough, that it's heavy, that's called kavua, it's called permanent. Mandiyam in the column, mandiyam holds the column of a shlomis, loy, not shlomis. So ladders not, because ladders are things that are easier to carry around. It's made to transport more. Maybe there he would hold that that's not enough, and that's not a kvias, that's not enough to be called a miyat in the wall.